Savico Park and Gastineau Elementary School will be the future sites of two totem poles, part of a three-year project of healing. Interpretive signs in Tlingit and English will explain the history of the original people of Juneau and Douglas. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
In 1956, the site of the Douglas Indian Cemetery was paved over near the elementary school, and the Douglas Indian Village was burned in 1962 to make way for a new harbor. Signs near Savico Park explain the history of the Treadwell Mine, but there's nothing about the area's native people. Now there's a project to change that. It's called A Time for Healing. That's Marcia Hotch. She works for the Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. The organization was awarded over $1 million from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. John Morris of the Taku Kwan saw his village destroyed back in 1962.
In my lifetime, I have not seen a new totem pole placed in Douglas, so that's really good news.
Morris is a tribal leader in the Douglas Indian Association, and he's on the design team for the totems. As the final plans come together, he says he doesn't want the poles to reflect anything negative. It's not what the poles are historically intended to do.
My vision of the totem pole is going to be more of a welcome totem pole, you know, with the crest figures of the Taku Kwan Yanyedi people, which would be eagle-wolf design.
He says the poles could also include other native people in the area, like the Akwan and Wushkitan. The other part of the grant helps fund exhibits at the Juneau Douglas Museum. The carving of the totems will be documented through photos and videos. Later, an $18,000 touch table can provide museum-goers with an interactive experience.
For example, if it's a map, if it were a map of the Douglas Indian Village, you could touch a portion of it and it zooms into a part of the screen. So it's however you program it.
Richard Steele wrote the grant. He's been working with Jane Lindsay, the museum's director, on how technology can play a role. Lindsay came up with the idea of the touch table after seeing something similar in the Haynes Library. And she's excited the stories of the Ak and Taku Kwan will be featured in a permanent exhibit.
You know, we're looking at some pretty important history in Douglas and for the Douglas Indian Village and for all of the local native people here that we really need to talk about.
The totems are slated to go up in 2017, and the touch table is planned for 2018. A Time for Healing culminates in a community-wide celebration later that year. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.